Detroit is preparing for a huge corruption trial. Former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, who once described himself as the nation's first hip-hop mayor, faces federal charges that he used the city government to operate a widespread criminal enterprise. Here's Quinn Kleinfelter, member station WDET.
In 2008, then-Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was under attack. Embroiled in a scandal over racy text messages to his mistress, his family pursued for interviews by what he labeled a white racist media, and at the end of a televised State of the City address, before a hand-picked crowd of supporters, Kilpatrick fired back at his critics.
We've never been in a situation like this before, where you can say anything, do anything, have no facts, no research, no nothing, and you can launch a hate-driven, bigoted assault on a family.
6 months later, a far more subdued Kilpatrick resigned from office and admitted to a judge he'd lied about the text messages during a deposition.
I lied under oath in the case of Gary Brown and Harold Nerford versus the City of Detroit. I did so with the intent to mislead the court and the jury and to impede and obstruct the fair administration of justice.
He was sentenced to 4 months in jail and $1 million restitution. But while on probation, a judge found him guilty of hiding assets and sentenced him to 14 months of prison time. In 2010, the federal government dramatically raised the stakes. Kilpatrick and three others were indicted for a different crime, 38 federal counts, including racketeering, bribery, and tax evasion. U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid said that Kilpatrick ran city government like an organized crime family, shaking down city contractors for bribes.
From what I've seen, it was a way of doing business in the Kilpatrick administration. City contracts are an opportunity for us to make money.
Kilpatrick, once embraced by Democratic Party insiders as a rising political star, has long been a polarizing figure in Detroit. At age 31, he was the youngest mayor ever elected in the city. He cultivated a brash image while installing friends and family in key government positions. Now some of those friends are witnesses in the federal corruption trial against him.
It's not so much the law that's interesting, but, you know, there are some of the elements of the classic Greek tragedy.
Former federal prosecutor and Wayne State University law professor Peter Henning says the government's case hinges on wiretaps, the infamous text messages, and testimony from some of Kilpatrick's childhood friends who worked in his administration.
These are his buddies who have now turned on him. And that's where prosecutors have to be careful, because a witness can equivocate. Might that send a message to a jury that, well, maybe there's just not enough evidence here?
Kilpatrick and his family moved to a Dallas suburb in 2008, but he met weeks ago with the Detroit chapter of the National Association of Black Journalists and told them he welcomes a chance to clear his name in federal court.
So many people in Detroit say, Kwame stole money. I have never stole a damn dime in my life from anybody. And I'm not even charged with that, oddly. You know, that just became kind of like community folklore. Because if you hear every day somebody's a criminal crook thug, you know, you kind of just go with it.
A federal jury will likely be seated this week to determine whether the flamboyant former mayor is indeed a crook in a trial that could last 4 months. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.